Sound Crash Music.
Welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 172 of the Jig Is Up podcast, reporting live from SD Barber Fest. And you know me, I'm your host, it's Marco, and I'm with...
It's your guy, M-Heezy.
It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blazing Mommy.
It's your boy, K-Mart, a.k.a. Clutch. What's good? It's hot as hell.
And in front of me, I have the two gentlemen who are behind this illustrious event. For the second year, they had us over here. I thank you guys for the opportunity, for allowing us to come out here and podcast, you know, behind a live performance going on. Music that I have no rights to, so don't hit me with a copyright strike.
Disclaimer.
But for the longest time, one of the Jig Is Up biggest supporters of the podcast, and my barber, K the Barber.
Yo, what up, y'all? How y'all living? I'm in the building.
Yeah.
And your name, sir?
Omar.
Okay. Mr. Philadelphia.
It's in the building.
Philly in the house.
We're outside.
Philly in the house.
The funny part, nobody knows what Omar looks like. Like, he does everything, but this nigga is, like, always in the background. This is real exclusive right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, people can't catch him because he just jiggers up and switches his outfits, too.
You got to have words in the same event. You know what I'm saying?
Especially it's 213 degrees out here.
I take this heat over Florida heat, over Texas heat, any day of the week.
You know what? I'll take it over Philly heat because the humidity is crazy.
Yeah. I'll take that. That humidity make you change your drawers like four times in one day. Like you changing your shirt. Right. You having wardrobe changes? That's how the underwear changes.
Mr. Rogers style changed twice a day.
But anyway, man, SD Barber Fest, this is the second year.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys trying to do this year compared to last year?
Well, I know this year, last year we had educational courses and stuff for haircuts, designs, marketing and stuff like that. But we wanted to change it up a little bit, do something for the community. So instead of doing educational courses, we gave out free haircuts this morning for kids to back to school.
So, Omar, you're the mysterious figure in here.
Yeah.
Tell San Diego what you do. Because you know what? No, honestly,
he's behind the scenes.
He's the black godfather of San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows Omar, but nobody knows what he looks like.
Exactly.
So I like that.
Let's less hate that way, too. Less hate. But so yesterday, I did the Young Black in the Business Festival here. This is one thing. Nobody really knows, but I'm bringing the event back to Onyx middle of October. So all the people who back in the day used to go to Neo Soul. So a lot of people have been hitting me up. They want that back. So
please bring
that's coming back mid October. Also, editor in chief of the Goods magazine, that's coming back as well. There's a lot of fashion shows, more events, some expos.
Hey, he gonna get somebody.
And I would definitely love to Jig Is Up to be a part of all of that.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? We down. So we'll go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Talk to my people. Saul, over here.
How y'all feeling about it? So far? Y'all feeling
you know, Saul's,
so,
you know,
so
he's
called me Omar Avant.
And then we'll go ahead and get it talking, you know what I mean? I just wanted to be the talent and have fun because coordinating is a lot of work. But,
no, it is. Oh, I forgot one thing, though. I also run an Eagles bar downtown, so that's why. That's where Mr. Philadelphia comes from.
Oh, okay, that Mr. Philadelphia comes from. Okay.
So Tavern and Bowl 930.
And I believe our boys from Activated host that, right? Walter Ford and Delaney.
Yeah, shout out to Walter Ford. Actually, y'all met them
here
at Barberfest.
I was telling them
about y'all and told D, like, go over there and holler at them. So I'm glad that built a great relationship. Yo, they my people. D's a super Eagles fan. Walter Eagles fan. So that's how that started. So I met him 3 years ago before I had him host the Eagles bar, and I was like, just on the spot, like, tell me some jokes, like, really see if you're funny. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, he killed it, man. I gave him that gig hosting the Eagles bar.
All right. For Mr. K the barber. How long have you been cutting my hair? This is my barber. This is the man who's responsible for me having some hot boy summers. He's responsible for me being in a relationship.
That's a selfish question. How long have you been cutting my hair? How about just hair in general?
How long? I don't know, dog. When you had braids. He had braids looking like sugar tea. I used to be like, would you give me my feet? I think I've been cutting your hair, man. Shoot, I've been cutting your hair like 16 years.
Yeah,
at least yours for 15.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Around the time was like, we were getting out of high school. Like that, like 2008, 2009.
Were you in high school still?
No.
You were out of high school.
I was in City College. I was in City College.
Yeah. About at least that long. At least I think he had braids, homie.
Okay.
I think
he had braids.
Marco with the braids.
Right. Yeah. I had braids back then.
He looked like Terrence Howard from Hustle and Flow and shit.
Terrence Howard?
Oh, man. I may have the James Brown flow going on.
Oh, damn.
Brown, man. Can't talk this man.
Yeah, but no, man, I've been doing for about 16 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, perfecting your craft.
Perfecting the craft, man. I'm a master barber now, man. I've been doing my thing for a while.
Master. Who is legendary?
I know.
So let me ask you some barber related questions.
Let's do it.
The phrase "Say no more, fam." When did that come about?
Yeah.
So
man,
when
I got a break. Say no more.
You know, like when you talk to. When you have that synergy with your client and you tell them, like, he tells you what he wants, and you just say no more.
I don't have no idea, man. I think that's the dumbest thing ever, to be honest. I think it's funny is that when nobody do that, you know what I mean? They're like, hey, let me get that X-Men, say no more. Like, I don't get that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think it's funny. I have no idea who got that. I have no idea. You know what I mean? I wish I did. I wish I would have started. To be honest with you.
Would you trademarked it?
Oh, yeah, I would have trademarked it. Get paid.
Yeah. Okay.
Have so, merchandise for it and everything.
Uh-huh.
Say no more shirts, stickers, all right.
Yeah.
That would have been the next move.
Uh-huh. So what's your signature haircut that you're known for? Are you known for fades, tapers, parts?
Man.
What's your specialty?
My specialty, I like to do beard trim. Beard lineup. I think I'm pretty good at that. You know what I mean? But I do everything.
Yeah,
to be honest with you. You know, fades, tapers, man. Everything.
Well, that's it for me.
I like beard lineup.
Uh-huh. You know, I tell Kay sometimes he just got to dibble and dabble a little bit more, and his beard will grow out. But, you know what I mean?
I mean, like I said before, this is like 34 years in the making, so I'm scared to cut this.
Hey, give me some help over there, bro.
I don't think I'll be there.
I got the trick.
I'll be 60 when I get this shit back, so I'm just saying.
I got the remedy for that, though. You want to know what it is?
Hey, can we get a big
toilet paper.
Toilet paper,
bro.
And why is that?
You guys want to follow me on social media?
I don't know what it is, man. Something about toilet paper rubbing on your face, man, makes your beard grow.
Really?
Real talk. Nah, shit.
Toilet paper.
I was thinking about something else. Google it. Google it. Toilet paper. Nah. Hey, how you think I got all the hair on your ass? You know what I mean? Toilet paper, Charmin, extra soft.
Yo, that's funny.
So,
that's
sponsor. Sponsor.
So you got to.
Hey, I get that with everybody. Every joke. For real. They be like, for real. Hey, even one time, I forgot to tell somebody.
Okay.
The joke, right? He went home. He saw using toilet paper on his face. He came back. He was like, hey, man, toilet paper ain't working. I was like, oh, man, I know. That's a joke, dude. Hit it.
He's like, I'm trying to get my shit to connect, man.
Oh, man, he was butthurt. He was butthurt.
Butthurt, literally, right? Yeah.
You probably buying the top quality toilet paper and shit.
Motherfuckers will believe anything, though.
Yeah, right, can't be gullible out here in these streets. Yeah.
Hey, but you a master barber, so they gonna think you're worth it.
Right. You know, you got that perspective. If anything else, you know, I'm gonna like, I don't know.
Damn.
I mean, but you got beards and faces.
Yeah. Okay, and it was another thing. I wanted to ask for our listeners, what kind of tips can you give us when we're in between appointments? So it's kind of like, dang, my appointment's till then, but I gotta rough it out. What advice do you have for people to like shake themselves up or anything like that to keep them look nice and neat until they go see you or any other barber?
Go to kcusbarbershop.com, make an appointment.
Okay.
The end. That's it. Do you still do walk-in Wednesdays?
No, I don't do walk-in Wednesdays no more.
That's
a $12 haircut? Oh, hell no. I got four kids, bro.
And you live in San Diego.
Right. Yeah. Yo, that's why I went bald. I was here for like 2-3 years.
So that was one of my first barbers when I came out here with that. Yeah, I mean, so but yeah, like I said, niggas are charging $145 for haircuts right now, man.
Yeah. $145?
$145? Like literally $145.
Like, so does that come with like, you know,
it come with everything?
Does it like shampoo your head, massage it,
razor?
How much? What's the most you heard a barber charge for a cut? Not even a celebrity barber, like regular barber.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, not a celebrity? Probably like
for a regular Joe. Maybe. Yeah.
Like a regular haircut?
A regular Joe.
Just like in a barber shop?
Yeah.
Like $60.
$60?
Yeah.
That's a video game.
Yeah. Like $60? Yeah. But no.
Nigga will last
like,
a
but
month?
In Hollywood, it's like $200.
Damn.
But he takes about an hour and a half, $200.
Does it last like a month?
Shit, that lasts 200 days.
$1 a day.
$1 a day. Seriously.
Yeah, I think you might as well start making subscription-based memberships for K-Cut. You're like, hey, $15 a month, you come in here, get your 15? Basic regular haircut.
$15 a month?
$15 a month.
That's not enough.
$20, $30?
Nah, like once, $200?
Yeah,
$200?
I'm good.
Good luck, enjoy.
You're like, subscription bases don't work here.
Nah.
So how do you feel about your clients cheating on you? Like if they couldn't get in and so they go to another barber and then they try to come back, like, hey.
I mean, it's whatever. You know what I mean? There's enough money to go around. So I'm not a hater when it comes to other barbers getting their money. Mm-hmm. But don't complain if they jack you up, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, hey, man, dude, took my line back. Like, come on,
right,
man. You know
it's the reason why they
it's
came back.
The reason why you came back. Yeah. I've had guys, hey, they'll leave and come back, because I'm kind of busy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have no sympathy with people like that.
I know that you had a client that lives in Palm Springs, right?
Yeah.
And he drives from Palm Springs to come get your haircut.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, Palm Springs. Yeah, because
wow.
he was a principal out here, so he had to move to Palm Springs. He got another job. So he comes down probably like once a month to get his haircut.
That's what's
okay.
up.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Would y'all drive to Palm Springs?
Would I drive to Palm Springs?
Yeah.
If I had the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had the money, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get my hair cut by K. If I had the money.
Yeah.
Just remember that. If I had the money.
I catch a greyhound.
A flexi bus, you know what I mean?
Well, at least you trust you guaranteed like you're gonna look good for a while. So yeah. You know.
Before I come back.
Yeah.
You had the freshest lineup in Palm Springs. Like, right. Man, who did your hair? You're like,
oh,
ain't from here.
San Diego.
Ain't from here.
Right.
You see this frame, nigga? You ain't up on this.
Yo, this is Palm Springs up here, man.
I tried to put a palm tree in his head.
Yeah, just gotta get my shit right just for Coachella, you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh man, but how did you guys even started the whole event? How did it come about?
We came up with this concept a long time
ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, years ago. We just kind of finding the right venue, the right time, how to do things, you know.
Yeah,
but we've been looking over for like what, 2 years?
Yeah,
about 2 years, and we finally I cut the owners of Dojo. And just kind of, they're a community-based foundation.
Shout out to
the
Dojo.
Yeah, shout out to Dojo. They hooked us up with this location, this venue here.
But yeah, for sure.
They're a community-based coffee shop and things like that. So we just wanted to just link up with them. I saw the venue. I thought it'd be kind of dope, kind of changing everything up.
Uh-huh.
A lot of, to be honest with you, a lot of barber battles are the same.
Yeah,
so we wanted to kind of like, my man O does entertainment and things like that, do the entertainment, the barbering competition together, and then, you know, so trying to put it together with some community-based programs.
Yeah.
Do free haircuts, so it's kind of linked up that way. Like that. Just something to change up the flow. You know, all bar battles are the same.
Yeah.
So what I really love about it is the location. It's primarily, I do a lot of shit downtown, so it's good to be, like, in some heights, you know?
Yeah.
Right. I definitely want to do more events southeast. I want to, you know what I mean, do like more stuff out of downtown. You know, there's more in the community.
Yeah, I mean, I think the community needs that.
Yeah, definitely. So the Fair 44, they're going to get another lot. I don't know where the location will be. Start doing stuff there. So hopefully it's the southeast, though. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. And then as far as your moving from Philly to San Diego, how was that? Was there any culture shock when you first got here?
Yo, I mean, one thing I fell in love with off top was the 3 W's, the weather, women, and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Weird, off top. But yeah, everybody says this. I was like, where the black people at? Like, where was the niggas at?
You know, like, you know there's like 6% of us out here, right?
Right, but I mean, the weather, y'all niggas wasn't outside. Like, in Philly or everywhere else.
Niggas get shot outside, that's why.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, it was just, that was the culture shock, and it was kind of slower, you know what I mean? But I liked it, though.
Uh-huh.
And I like that it gives a lot of people opportunity to, you know, create your own lane. It's like, you know, myself, Jamaica, and Fred, Donald, when we started Neo Soul, it was like, I definitely wanted like a Philly vibe out here, like the Soul Child, Joe Scott, and all that.
So
I mean, all four of us came together and made that happen for a long time. So, you know what I mean? It's like, in Philly, it's like everybody's doing something.
Yeah.
So, like, the hustle and bustle.
It's actually available,
you know,
on SoundCloud. I don't have
but
a lot
I just love how
here.
San Diego embraced, you know what I mean, me. And, all my projects I'm doing. And
I just wrote
and
it.
And I love it. I mean, I love it out here. I don't really see myself moving anywhere else.
3 times. All right. Last time was here.
Yeah, much love. That's much love. Do you guys have any additional questions for Omar and Kay?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
Let's go.
Whose house? Rams house. I don't know.
No, this guy's
any,
a Rams fan, so I'm gonna sleep five times.
I don't know
times.
Any
West
of
Super
these
Bowl
niggas teams right here.
Man, it's West Coast, man. You gotta be West Coast all day. I don't care where you from.
You
where
know.
You at?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know any
go
about
Bird.
This.
You know, this is kind of Raider.
Raider Nation over
Raider.
There.
Who's Raider?
All Raiders.
He's all Raiders.
I got a free agent, so I'm going to talk to you. I'll talk to you. I'm copying you drinks off top. I got to get you a jersey. Oh, she's about to be a Birds fan. Hey, drop a bomb. I need you to drop a bomb. There we go.
There you go. Drop the bomb right there. Everybody want to hear the bomb drop.
Yeah, drop the bomb.
We all listen to the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. We kind of give you that feeling out here, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, when people send the shots out, we'll just go ahead, let the gun fly.
Yeah, let it go. Oh, whoa, you got to get me kind of homesick. She told me
I'm in. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Philly in you, right?
He's not homesick.
Nice one. Hey, you want no flashbacks, man?
Since you're from Philly, top five Philly MCs.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Top five Philly MCs. Let's go.
All right. All right, not in a particular order. All right, so you got Beans.
Yes.
You got Black Thought.
That's what I'm talking about.
Three more.
You got Cass.
What about Meek, man?
I rock with Meek.
But he's not
are
just
you talking like lyrical or like
your personal favorite? Philly.
Your personal favorite.
Your Philly vibe.
It doesn't matter.
All right, I was rocking with Cassidy. So we got, all right, so we got
two more left.
Two more to go. Two more.
Can you look at?
I already know one.
He's in the
ask me the West Coast, then we're done.
I got you. Okay, West Coast, after you're done.
Go to the West Coast.
You only got two more?
Man, Philly.
I could name one more, you probably forget.
You got to think about it a little bit.
Free, bro.
Free?
Yeah.
Free,
wait. Hold on, wait a fucking minute. So you're going to not mention Black Thought?
Black Thought is like
let me check my ears. Excuse me.
Yeah, Black Thought off top.
You don't want to freestyle after him.
You don't. He's a beast.
So Beans, Black Thought.
Beans, Black Thought. Cassidy. Actually, shout out to EA all day. I got to pick Gilly up there.
Gilly?
Okay. That's yummy. From Arias.
He don't want to put me in there.
Yo. Pitting on for the city, I got to go with Meek Mill. I got to go with Meek Mill.
All right, finally. We got five. Five top Philly. And then we got Kmart. Not Kmart, but Kate the Barber.
Hey, this is anybody has any honorable mentions?
Any honorable mentions for Philly? Any honorable mentions before we move on to the West Coast?
Was a special cat? Was a special Ed or something like that? Was it from Philly?
Nah, he's from Milwaukee.
Okay.
Where's Eve from? Philly. Are you knocking someone off the list, or are you gonna put her in an honorable mention?
You know what? That's a hard one, man.
No pity crack.
Pity, I'm up to Pity. Pity's North Philly. The whole state prop. Chris Neef, you know what I mean? Yeah. But yo, I got to pick
Will
Eve
Smith?
In the top five.
The Fresh Prince?
I was going to say Fresh Prince.
I'll take Cass off.
Sorry, Cass.
I'll throw Eve up there.
All right. We got Eve on there. All right.
Yeah. And Will's a god. I mean,
yeah.
Will's a god. So,
okay. All right, Kate the Barber.
Yo.
Are you doing LA or are you doing the whole West Coast?
We're just doing the coast.
You're doing the whole West Coast.
Hell yeah.
All right, here comes your five right here.
All right, so is this my personal or who I think?
Your personal five.
Yeah.
All right, so.
No particular order.
You got Ice Cube.
Okay.
Today, right?
Yep.
Huh? Today was a good day. Ice Cube.
Yeah.
You got to rock with Tupac.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. You got Tupac West Coast?
Yes.
Tupac West Coast. Hey, I got to mess my man Corrupt.
Okay.
Shout out to Corrupt.
Calling out names.
How many is that?
Four. Three.
That's three?
Yeah.
I'm going to rock with Snoop.
He said, that's four right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Snoop is four.
Snoop. Yeah. I rock with Snoop.
And
Dr. Dre, man.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
All right, that's K5 right there.
For West Coast. Sorry for y'all E-40 fan. I don't know a lot of people like E-40.
E-40 honorable mention?
Yeah. Nah, I don't like E-40.
Whoa!
Yo, that like Yo Rock.
I respect 40's hustle.
Oh man,
but lyrically, not.
Hey, personal opinion.
Hey, to our Bay Area listeners.
But you know what though?
Yeah, we gotta follow that.
You gotta hit him with that.
I know. The disclaimer.
Disclaimer. Jiggy's a pocket snap.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad 40's don't have anything like a beehive or anything like that to come at me.
But yeah, man. Shoot, where can we find you guys? Give me your social handles.
All right, K the Barber, one word. K T H E B A R B E R. KCUS Barbershop, 6461 University Avenue, San Diego, California, 92115. Go to my website, KCUS Barbershop. You can follow the Instagram, KCUS Barbershop.
All right, Omar, where did you find you?
One thing I want to shout out, a project we're working on, and I'm sure you guys already follow it in San Diego. It's called @San Diego Hype. So that's a platform for local San Diego hip hop artists, and we'll be launching a San Diego R&B hype. So it'll be, I mean, so we're going to do a visual, like a web series.
My guy right here is an R&B ass nigga. He's an R&B connoisseur.
Yeah,
so you want to talk about R&B?
I listen to, yeah, but I don't sing though.
No, as a music connoisseur, he delves into the R&B. So if you need some like input, some advice or anything like that,
we go back though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, we go back. So shout out Renaissance Wednesday. So that's gonna be the event at Onyx.
Okay.
Called Renaissance Wednesdays, and San Diego, follow San Diego Hype, and yeah, that's it.
All right, man.
All right, man. Is that the only thing in the future y'all got going? Or because you mentioned what's happening in the future for y'all. Is that the only thing?
No, it's a lot, but it's some stuff I can't talk about.
What's up?
Well, I can talk about it.
We respect it. Okay.
We got to respect that.
I can talk about it because we got some things going on. So look out for free haircuts for Christmas. Going on, we're trying to do it at the Jackie Robinson Center over at Imperial.
Man, that's love. That's love. That's love.
Also, my bad. Follow Young Black in the Business. We got a holiday event that we're doing. So definitely follow at YBND on IG.
All right, man.
Well, all right, y'all. We appreciate y'all, man.
She's about to be an Eagles fan, so let's go.
That's a negative.
From blue to green. Here we go.
Ness is still out here being a free agent.
The only green I like is money.
All right, man. That's all, man. Man, so I will do my closing out statement, but we got a couple of more interviews to go ahead. But other than that, man, thank you guys for coming over.
Thank you
for allowing us to have a platform right here to do a side-by-side reporting. And, thank you for having us, man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, anything appreciate else? It. Much yeah, appreciate
man, we appreciate
it.
You guys, man, for real.
All right, man.
Thank you, bro.
All right. It's all love.
Thank you, guys.
See y'all later.
Peace.
All right, we're right back. Back again.
Yeah.
This time we have two illustrious judges of the SD Barber Fest out here. And would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Bevel. I'm from San Diego, California. I own Barbershop Stay Sharp San Diego. You guys check me out. Instagram is How To Barber. I'm with my boy here, Joe Flano.
What's up?
Where are you from, baby?
Man, Joe Flano here, Major League Barber, the original barber brand from Chicago.
Oh, okay. You didn't sound anything like a California nigga whatsoever.
No, I know I didn't. I might look like one, but I'm not one. But it's all love, though. It's all love.
It's all love. Joliet.
My guy used to live in Joliet.
Illinois. Yeah.
How long you been out here though?
So far, like 11 years since I left Joliet. Yeah. 11 years.
You know a dude named G Wiz out there? They used to call him G Wiz.
Yeah,
that's my homie.
Yeah, okay.
That's my homie right now.
I love him.
Never got a cup by him.
Nah.
Okay. That's my guy. Yeah. He wins, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's I know we got somewhat of a Chicago connection. Joliet, though.
Midwest.
But you Joliet. Joliet ain't Chicago, but we Midwest.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we Joliet. We ain't
Chicago. Joliet.
Yeah. Man,
I just got family football, Keegan and Gary. That's about it.
Okay. Well, Keegan, that's not quite
that's
Chicago,
not
but it's
Chicago.
All good.
It's close. It's adjacent. You know what I mean? It's adjacent. But my boy, Bevel right here was telling me about El Cajon being adjacent to San Diego, and you rep El Cajon before San Diego. And I, you know what? I fucks with that.
I learned that from the Compton dudes, man. Well, we're from L.A. Nah, we're from Compton.
Right.
Isn't the same thing?
Yeah.
Nah, it's LA area, but it's Compton.
Yeah. This song's called. I mean, Kendrick, N.W.A. You know what I'm saying? They rep Compton.
They rep Compton. They don't say I'm from L.A. Yeah.
You ever been in the street life? You know what this is? Sometimes you're guilty by association.
I came to San Diego. They tell me, "Well, you're from El Cajon."
You gotta pick up a flag. San Diego, right?
Yeah.
It is.
So you mean tell me you never say San Diego?
Nah, dude. Hey. I went to one of his shows about like 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He told me. I just met him. I won first place category.
Yeah.
He said, well, where you from? I said El Cajon.
Okay.
My boy, my taxi's partner said San Diego. I don't think he noticed that, but I've been rapping that since forever.
You rep El Cajon.
I mean, you stuck with it.
Yeah. So you rep El Cajon like Tez.
El Cajon.
Ah! Shout out to El Cajon Tez, homie.
Hell yeah.
That's an El Cajon legend right there.
Tez?
Yes.
Tez?
No, I'm talking about the rapper.
Tez.
Uh-huh. You remember Tez, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. So you Boricua or you Mexicano?
I'm a little bit of everything,
bro. You're a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Okay. Irish, black, and whatever else you got here.
Okay. Okay.
Sound like you got some soul shit.
Yeah.
You know, I switch it up.
Yeah.
I don't speak Spanish. That's why I get messed up at.
Oh.
You start speaking Spanish to me, I'd be like,
He was Dominican yesterday.
When I had braids. I'm in a ponytail with a hat on. Let's keep it like that. Good.
You blend in New York. You just need to know how to speak some Spanish.
Oh, yeah. I blend in New York for sure, man.
No doubt. And what about you? What's your nationality? I'm just curious.
Oh, actually, Mexican.
Just Mexican? Mexicano?
My dad is from Chicago, Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Puerto Rican? Yeah,
nice. Okay. He said my dad like I was him.
I am not your father. Hey, I got no dad. I'm looking for one.
Wow.
God damn, I don't know shit, man.
Damn.
Yeah, look at us right here. The jig is up. People getting adopted over the age of 21 and shit.
Yeah.
Only here on this show.
I never knew I had a son in El Cajon. I never knew that.
Motherfucker be all Murray and shit. You are the father. How? I'm only 3 years older than him.
Yeah.
Give me a hug.
You got an exclusive on the Jig Is Up podcast.
That's funny. So how did you guys get into becoming barbers?
I started cutting hair when I was 11.
Uh-huh.
I took this hair at 15. At 15 years old, some dude took me in at his barbershop. I used to work part-time because I had no license.
Yeah.
Right.
And at the age of 21, I opened up my own barbershop. So I started doing that, hobby. It was a hobby.
Yeah.
My hobby became a career.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, man.
He was a barber.
Yeah, I've been in barbering, man, since I was 16 years old, man. Went to barber school early. I was that guy that said no to college, but I didn't say yes to drugs. I said yes to barbering.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I did. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Pops, I fucked up.
Yeah. But that's just something I just wanted to do, man. You know, I wanted to develop that skill, that passion. I met a lot of great people on the way. And, you know, the great thing about it was, you know, I just wanted to basically just meet new people, man, and do new things. That's what I wanted, man. So I got into it. And I'm 19 years into the game.
Nice.
Representing a whole brand and representing a whole craft, doing stuff across the world that I never thought I'd been doing. I was in barber school. So, but I knew I always wanted to do it, but I never thought it would transpire to this point.
Right.
That's what's up.
So 19 years in the game, but no back child support?
None of that.
My man.
Damn.
I can renew my license.
Damn, man. That's what's up.
I can renew my license without worrying about any of those issues. Absolutely.
Oh man, that's what's up. So, as becoming a judge of a barber battle, what are the things that you guys are looking for when you judge? Do you judge? Because I know art is subjective, but when you do something that is in competition, it becomes objective. So, like, what are the criteria when you look for in a barber battle when you're judging a haircut?
I look for at the end of the day, man. It's a performance they're putting on.
Yeah, Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? As a barber, when I'm, what I'm looking for judging, because I don't judge much, but when I do, man, I'm a little different. So I look for it as far as the performance, man, and look at, like, you know, I know we have these different criteria on the judge sheet that we should go by, but I might go off the criteria for a minute, because if this, if I know this barber, this lady or man puts a lot of hard work and effort into this haircut, I'm going to try to give them the best score I can give them. I'm not going to give them based off, you know, if they're well-known in the industry, or if, or if they're like, if they Photoshop their haircuts, which a lot of barbers do that.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not shooting shots, but I'm keeping it 100. Yeah, I shot shots right there. But I'm just saying, I'm not looking for any of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for that whole effort that's put forth in it. And, you know, making sure that they follow the rules. You know, barbers nowadays, they don't follow the rules, man. They don't follow the rules at all.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, follow the rules.
Yeah.
And our judges, we can be fair.
You want it to be authentic.
Okay. Okay.
No cutting corners.
No cutting corners. Literally, no cutting corners.
You can cut around the edges, but not the corner.
You can cut around the edges.
Can't imagine someone cutting a corner on the hairline.
You can cut around the
corners out here.
Yeah, you can cut around the edges, but not around the corners. No.
Right.
Hell no. No, sir.
Oh, man.
Nah.
So what's the craziest experience you have with a client?
Well, I mean, I don't know how crazy this is, but I
this is nothing to say, so you can say whatever the hell you want to say.
One of the craziest things I experienced is a client had a seizure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
I had to put the towel on his mouth and everything. Yeah, that happened about, like, 4 years ago.
Wow.
That has been personally the most crazy experience.
Yeah.
I've also had a... This was funny. I had a dude's wife coming in the shop because he brought another girl.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I started throwing makeup at the dude. Yeah.
While you was cutting him?
Was she throwing expensive makeup or just regular makeup?
Was she throwing Walgreens makeup? No, it was Mac. I don't know if Walgreens sells Mac, but they're
Mac.
Yeah, dude, that's too crazy. Did you keep cutting his hair while she was throwing it?
Like, he's done.
He was so embarrassed. He left. Well, like, I was almost done. Thank God. He didn't get a lineup.
Hey, did you still get paid, though?
What?
Did you still get paid?
I sure got paid. I gotta get out of here. The girl came in saying, what the fuck? I caught you talking to some girl on Instagram, whatever.
I keep telling barbers, y'all have a hand in a lot of hot boy summers. The way you line them up and get them haircuts, you have them out there. You know what I'm saying?
Looking hella fresh.
It's beyond your control.
Looking hella fresh.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if y'all noticed, but they did a study on barbers getting fresh haircuts. They have raised the pregnancy rate.
That's a bar right there.
Shout out to the barbers.
Yeah.
They're part of the baby boom right now.
Yes, they are part of the baby boom.
Shout out to the barbers all around the world.
So here's a proposal. Get your hair cut. You go to R&B only.
Right.
And then you'll have a child.
And then you'll have a child.
Fresh cut, R&B only event, you will have a kid.
Or
an attempt to have some.
Yeah.
There's something about that fresh haircut.
What you think, though, from a woman's perspective, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You see a man with a fresh cut, what, from a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah.
Definitely. You know what? I mean, like, even if I'm dealing with a dude and he looking kind of rough because, you know, he still got, like, a week or two before he goes see his barber, because I know sometimes a lot of you guys are in high demand, so the appointments be crazy. I still beat, you know what I mean? I'll give a fuck. But when they got that fresh lineup, oh my God. When they smelling good, it's a wrap.
Everything I've been doing, what she said. Then. No job, no car, nothing.
I don't need a haircut.
Get that fresh line haircut.
I don't need a haircut.
She said, yo, the haircut beats everything.
So basically, if we get more clients in your chair, I just want 5%.
Hey, bro, we got you. You know what I'm saying? We got you.
We'll figure it out.
It might be a free cut.
Yeah.
Hey.
It might be a free cut. Just like your barber says, say no more.
Yeah. But you got to go to Stay Sharp Barbershop in San Diego.
I'm a faithful black man, and I don't cheat on my barber.
Unless you need to. Right, my man? You don't cheat on your barber. barber unless you need to.
Unless you have to.
I just I asked Kate that question. Like, how do you feel about your clients when they cheat on you because they couldn't get
Oh, I get mad. I get mad.
You get mad?
I get mad, bro. You could have waited. You could have waited another day.
Yeah. Hey, but sometimes, you know, they got something coming up and it's important. They can't be looking crazy.
Like what?
That's what she tells her dates coming up. Yo, listen, if we're going out, I need to get cut. Well, my barber's booked. Well, you need to figure it out.
What's he gonna do now? Hey, baby, we're gonna have to send him over to your shop.
Yeah. So you'll be like, I got you to go to now.
Yeah, he got you.
Hey, baby, we're gonna have to change the wedding date. My barber ain't cutting me up today.
That's something with being too loyal to the barber, though.
Hey, something like that, though. Hey,
I'm gonna be like, marry the barber.
I don't know if you ever seen Steph Curry's wedding pictures.
Oh, my God.
Because he didn't even have a lineup.
He didn't have a line. He didn't have a haircut.
He didn't have a haircut.
Steph Curry is not getting lined up or haircut. He don't care. It could
why
be
not? Why
Christmas
not?
Day game.
Why
he don't care.
I want to know why.
Because he got money.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because if Aisha wasn't fucking with him, bitches would still fuck with him. So he... Hey,
it's my wedding day. I don't gotta be. Hey, it's my wedding day. I gotta be fresh because.
I mean, you know what? You know why he don't get fresh?
Gosh,
he's Steph Curry.
That's real. Hey, and if she don't care, then why should he?
Right.
That's
facts.
But I care. I am not Aisha. Yeah. I'm gonna need my man to be fresh to the T. Just for that day. You know what I mean?
You see her looking high? She's dead ass serious about that.
Dead.
For real. Like, dead ass serious. Like, we're canceling 401k, all that shit, everything.
Right.
No house, nothing.
As long as that shit don't backfire on your ass. He's like, oh, yeah, you getting look good? Oh, shit.
Hey,
yeah.
If that was the case, we wouldn't be getting married, though, because I ain't gonna finance the wedding.
She gonna finance the wedding.
But see, like,
when every game will look good, and after, oh, shit.
But what if he just likes to stay fresh? And you know, that's the thing about women. Either y'all on the side of like, ooh, my baby looking fresh, or who the fuck you looking fresh for?
Right, yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
That was good.
So, when women say you want a man to stay fresh, live by that shit.
Right.
Hey, I didn't say he had a stay fresh.
I'm just saying, any women who's listening to this,
on important days like that,
hey, ladies, if you listen to this podcast, you better stay on the side of I like my man to look fresh.
But who the fuck is looking fresh for? Can I say this though, real fast?
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna say this. And real talk, this is piggybacking on what he said though.
Okay.
It's two things. One, you want him to be fresh for something that y'all gonna do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But if he's going to get fresh because or whatever, y'all ain't got nothing coming up. Ain't nothing going on next Saturday.
He's getting fresh for no reason.
You gonna be like, yo, what the hell? So you made an appointment this week. You wasn't a walk-in this week. What's up with that?
Yeah. Why you getting fresh?
You wasn't a walk-in this week, which means who you getting fresh for?
You said would I be like that?
Yeah, would you be like that?
I might question it. I wouldn't get mad, but I would.
I know we ain't got nothing coming up.
Right.
Why are you getting fresh for that? Whatever random reason you're getting fresh for.
Yeah.
That's a 3-day cut. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, bro.
That lineup is 3 days old. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah. What you doing for the next 3 days? It's going to last you 3 days.
But if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
But what the fuck you getting ready for?
Yeah. There you go. It's coming out.
What a game.
Get ready for.
What a game. You know, TV's gonna be all on me.
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to look good and say, hey, that's my baby shooting that three.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to look good for you.
Yeah.
All the time,
baby.
That's how you can do it.
Yeah. I'm on the gram. All the time.
I'm on TV. I'm a representation of you, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. You see me on TV.
I'm doing this for us.
She's trying to hear that. Yeah, we us. Yeah, okay.
Yo, we're talking for us.
Yeah,
I gotta hold it down.
Yeah.
I'm taking the TV highlights, baby. I'm doing the free throws and shit. They're gonna look dead at me. I'm trying to look good for you, Ma. You know what I'm saying?
She will, excuse my language, she will fuck a selfie up. If it's a self Snapchat, she will mess that up. It'd be like this. Like, what you doing?
Hey, express yourself how you want. Nothing safe here.
Yeah, that's our motto. Nothing is safe. Yeah.
It's all good.
Who's that? Urkel?
Steve Urkel right there.
Yeah, Steve Urkel chilling right here. You know what I mean?
Steve Urkel, man, chilling. What's up, Steve?
Chi-Town's very young.
Yeah. Going down.
Chi-Town's very young.
Even though the intro of Chi-Town was kind of like, to me, like Detroit, no offense.
Yeah.
Detroit a little bit.
Especially with Carl Winslow. He looked like he's from Detroit.
Yeah, like a Detroit dude. You know what I'm saying? But Yeah, this is dope right here. This is a dope event, man. I love barbering. For a guy that do events all over the world, I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love all walks of life.
Yeah.
It's a lot of talent here, man. This right here is beautiful, though. This whole movement right here with the podcast. This is beautiful right here.
What place have you been outside the U.S.?
I've done 4 shows in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I've worked on international.
Yeah, yeah. I see you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're currently now working on a couple in Tokyo and London.
Nice.
Oh,
and Dominican Republic.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
DR too.
I'm kind of scared about the DR.
No, hold on, bro. We slowed down.
I told you.
We slowed down on the DR because of that little situation.
So when is the Tokyo joint happening, though? I'm trying to be there.
2020, 2021, man.
Okay.
Back to back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got some.
But
I'm supposed to be going to Tokyo September of 2020.
Okay.
When are you doing that?
Around that time.
Okay.
Next late summer.
Hey, birthday?
That's
birthday
trip. That's my birthday. Right,
birthday trip.
It's girls trip, so y'all can come.
So I assume we ain't got no Scorpios at this table.
I'm gonna be over here on the side.
You said
right,
what?
Right by
Scorpios.
You.
My best friend is a Scorpio, and my dad, and my sister.
Oh, they're awesome people.
My pops except for you.
My pops still too.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm working on that, man.
Has Tokyo ever had a barber event?
Yes, they currently do some now with locals, something like this.
How big compared to San Diego? You think?
I would probably say, man, it's probably same amount.
There you go.
Yeah, same amount of people, man. Yeah, that was a setup question or what?
Right.
Are you trying to catch me off guard or something?
Wait, but
I'm a little smarter than that.
Hey,
bro.
I got a question though. Whose hair they cutting though?
No, I'm saying because San Diego. I never heard about Tokyo having a lot of barber events.
Here's the thing.
I don't even think Tokyo.
Here's the thing about. You try to be funny.
Tokyo, a crispy lineup.
There's other barbers in other communities that do stuff within their community.
I'm sorry, Tokyo.
Tokyo come out with a samurai sword on your ass and shit.
They do a whole haircut with a samurai sword.
A one off the top. Say no more, fam.
He said Dominican Republic. I know Dominican Republic got, you know what I'm saying, is big on barbers. But yeah. Tokyo, that's impressive. That's pretty impressive to throw a barber.
Yeah, that's dope.
I just got to tell everybody, you got to drink water. Just drink water the whole event. Like, don't drink no liquor. Because, you know, that's why they had the little issue.
You're talking about for a DR?
DR. Yeah. Like, don't drink no liquor.
I don't think that's true, though, because a lot of people go out there and still have fun. I don't know.
You just went over this. You just skipped over what I just said. You said people go out there and have a lot of fun. Don't drink. You can have fun, just drink water.
Drink water.
Yeah, it was the alcohol that got him.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's scary.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but this is like I said, other than that, barbering is art, man. I loved it. You know what I'm saying? It's something that I always respected, and I will do respect it. Everybody that loves what they do, anything, it don't even matter what y'all doing right here. Y'all love doing it.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna last long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Anything else you guys want to close it out for?
Well, I'm gonna talk about a couple events coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
One of the events is his. One event I got coming up September 8th. It's the Mikey Rich Barber Battle in El Cajon, actually. September 8th.
El Cajon.
I'll be hosting
Stand up.
Shout out to my boy Mikey Rich. Shout out to my boy John
Brooklyn. El Cajon Boulevard.
El Cajon Boulevard.
Stand up.
You know what I'm saying? Right here in the San Diego outskirts. You know what I mean? But in El Cajon, September the 8th. Can't wait for that. Mikey Rich Barber Battle is going down. I'm hosting it. I'm on the ones and twos and threes. Not DJing. I'm talking about the microphone.
I
kind of want to hope I do.
Best MC in the barber game.
I'm the original barber MC. I come through. I have a lot of fun. But it's going to be a dope event. And then after that, October 20th, Stay Sharp Barber Expo going down right next door to his shop.
Hey, I want to get that on video. Can we say that again?
Yeah.
October 20th,
the Stay Sharp Barber Expo on El Cajon Boulevard.
No, that's El Cajon City.
El Cajon City. Get it right.
right. You say the address. You say the address.
Get it right.
You say the address.
Oklahoma City, man. Right there on Main Street. Heart of Oklahoma.
Hard about
be right there.
See, all I right, did that on, hey, yo, I did that on purpose to show his pride in his hometown.
Wait, that's like downtown.
Okay. It is downtown.
I see what you did there. But, man, thank you guys for coming over.
Yes.
And just one more time, man, give us your social handles because I know you did it first off. I like that. But give them the socials just again one more time.
Social media.
Instagram. Yeah, yeah.
At How To Barber. How To Barber.
Talk to how you spell that?
H-O-W.
How To Barber. Man. How To Barber, yeah, homie.
Like the books.
We're going to try to be like slick. It could be number two. It could be 2-3-0.
How To Barber. How To Barber.
Right, How To Barber. Go follow my boy, How To Barber. You can follow me on Instagram at MLB Joe Flano. That's MLB J-O-E-F-L-A-N-O. And you can follow the company page, which I don't operate, at Major League Barber. That's M-A-J-O-R L-E-A-G-U-E B-A-R-B-E-R. No spaces, no periods, none of that other stuff.
Right.
Man, cracking up. You know how I be. I be like an America Online name, like Major League Barber _5.
_032659.
Yeah, he's like, I had to get number 8 because the other motherfuckers took 3 and 4. Damn. All right, man, thank you guys for having us, man. We'll be looking forward to you judging some haircuts. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
We'll exchange information.
Pull up in Oklahoma for this.
And we out. All right, man, we're back, man. We're back again, live and direct from Barber Fest. We just had an artist come up there and performed his ass off. He gave a hell of a performance. Man, would you give your name, your social handles? Tell him with the world who you are. You probably got to get a little close to the mic.
My name is Sincere, S-I-N-C-E-R-E _Sin. That's pretty much everything. Instagram, Twitter, all that. Sincere_Sin.
Sincere_Sin.
Yeah.
All right, so how did you come up with the name?
You know what? It's funny. Growing up, I don't know if y'all seen. Well, you probably seen the movie Belly. So
okay.
Nas is my favorite rapper at the time.
Not anymore.
He said J. at Cole. The time.
I fuck with J. Cole. Nas is still top 5, but J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's the new wave, but J. Cole's my guy. So.
Just remember, he let Nas down.
Nas came back.
Hey, but he was on the remix, so yeah, right, not let him down that bad.
Yeah, let him down, man. Proud, remember?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, you know, back then, Nas was my favorite rapper, and my personality, I don't know if you can tell by my music, you know, I'm always looking ahead. I'm looking for, you know, for us to better ourselves. I'm looking for what's next. I don't want to be stuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The movie tells exactly that story. Nas was talking about Africa going, you know, and, you know, progressing, and
DMX
was, like, stuck in the hood, like, he couldn't leave that mentality alone, so... my mentality's always been like that, and my boys jokingly started calling me Sincere just because Nas was my favorite rapper, and I would always talk about some shit like that. So it kind of just stuck, you know what I mean? Got it tatted in my arm, and that's it.
Oh, he's for real. For real about it, man. So, man, from our earlier conversation, just to get to know you better, you're from the IE.
Yes, sir, San Bernardino.
San Bernardino, to be exact. Okay, so for people who don't know about San Bernardino, could you paint them a picture
of
how San Bernardino is like?
I'm going to paint a bunch of deserts and hoods. There's not much out there. That's why I left.
Let's go.
Out there. It's just a lot of, you
know. King of San Diego and Queen of San Diego.
You'll be driving through there and you won't see shit for a long time. And then when you get to the city, there ain't shit out there. You know what I mean? Like, the opportunities are limited. And it's just a bunch of hoods, you know what I mean? And it's poverty.
Right.
You know, you gotta adapt. So a song like Flagged Up is like me saying I had to adapt to this environment. Yeah, it got its hoods, but this is a big city. Like, it feels different.
You know? But you ain't got to be hood. You don't have to kick that.
I gotta be hood, and I love it. I don't want to have to look over my shoulder. San Bernardino, where I grew up, it felt like I had to look over my shoulder all the time. I lived in a complex called Little Africa. You know what I mean? They called it Little Africa because shit was like a fucking jungle. Like, they would be shootouts, we had to sleep on the floor and shit. Like, nobody want to do that.
Right.
You know, we kids, but we think it like, this is normal. When you hear gunshots, we immediately jump on the floor. That shit ain't normal.
Yeah.
So, that's all it was, man. That's that right there on. You know what I mean? The crazy part is, I was born in San Bernardino. But I lived all throughout the IE because I went through foster care system. So I lived in group homes and shit. So,
yeah,
yeah, I went in at age 10. I got out when I turned 16. And I came out where I took the Imperial Valley to live with my uncle. So, I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. And I kind of just put it in my music. You know what I mean? And just bleed it out. You know what I mean? Let people hear my pain. You know what I mean? And I think that's the best music is when you speak from the heart. That's the timeless shit.
Yeah.
That's why pop is still relevant to this day. That's why I know that's still relevant to this day because they spoke to the hearts of people. All this other shit, like,
yes.
It's cool for like a month. You know what I mean? You party to it.
Yes.
You couldn't even quote a lyric from that shit. You might know the hook.
Yes. So you have no problem of being vulnerable on the mic.
Not at all. I think that's what it is. I mean, music is expression of self. You know, like, that's how it started. It's art, it's poetry.
Yeah.
Go back, like, people were spilling their souls on the music, man. Like,
yeah.
That's why Pac is my all-time number one. I feel like he's the best rapper of all time. No, not the big.
Yeah.
Big was a great rapper.
Yeah.
But when they compare it to, as like, who's the GOAT, I'm like, that's so unfair because, number one, I like to put it like this, kind of end of debate. Big was a great rapper. He had a tremendous flow. Ahead of his time. But Pac was so much more, not just with like political views and his the movies and all that shit. It was more like the music he made straight to our souls. You know what I mean? And he lasted.
Yes.
Now, it's not Biggie's fault he didn't last. He didn't even get to see a second album drop. He died.
Yes.
But we don't know if he would have sustained that level of number one. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Pac did. He still put out music after his death. He's still number one.
Sometimes I feel death is a cheat code for rappers' legacies because if they had to live longer, of course more mistakes were going to be made,
right?
And more slip ups, and that's going to knock someone's legacy down when it comes to that. But with death, it prematurely ends their career. But you can't, you know, it's hard to knock them down a peg because this is it. This is a finite amount of music that they have that you can base your things off of. We're working things in the background. We're trying to get the sound right, but the show must continue. Thank you, Sincere, for being a professional and keeping it, being there along with us. And just off the rip, if this sounds a little too off for you, but the, you know, people can't hear you or anything like that, we'll welcome you to come back to the show, where it's a more quiet and more controlled environment, and you can still have a talk with us.
But,
yeah. So I'm already putting it on the show right now about that. And what I was about to say. Yeah, so you were a model. You got your fast fade. How you feel about it? You like it?
Yeah, man. I was a little nervous because, you know, I got a barber I go to.
Oh, you cheated on your barber.
Cheated on your motherfucking barber, huh?
I looked at it like, yeah. I was like, I'm at the SD Barber Fest. Dude came up to me and said, are you anybody's model? I said, no. He said, you want a quick haircut? And I was looking a little rough. So I was like, you know what? Free haircut. I'm at the Barber Fest.
Now, let's say...
Yeah.
If your girl was an NBA All-Star.
Right.
And she said, oh, you cheated on me. And she's like, but baby, I was at the NBA All-Star and the basketball player came up to me like, you got a man?
That's way different.
I know. It's a false equivalency, but I just wanted to say it.
That will be our last conversation.
Hey, man, I see that you're a Raiders fan. You excited?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm a little nervous about AB, man. don't know what's going on. He's doing too much.
Nah, the helmet situation. Don't even worry about it. The helmet situation is gonna be taken care of.
Yeah.
Fuck what the main ass media is saying.
But he messed up his feet.
It'll heal.
Yeah, it's gonna heal, but will he be 100? You know what I mean? Will he
have
be
you seen his warm ups?
I have, but that's different than game time. All them cuts and shit, you gotta be right. I don't know, man.
He'll be alright, man. But I do like the support group that he has behind him as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. The Raiders are a strong organization. If you know, it don't matter where we go. People are like, are you still gonna be a fan when they go to Vegas? I don't care if they went to Alaska. Raider Nation is Raider Nation.
Period.
We don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So, I will say, as a fan, the only thing I'm truly worried about is Derek Carr. I think our season is gonna begin and end with him, and if he don't have a good season, we not. So we got a dude coming up, Peterman. Man, that dude's nice.
Nathan Peterman?
Yes.
The same Peterman that throws like five picks?
Hey.
Five pick Peterman?
On a different team?
Yeah, I understand
that.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes dudes leave teams. Look what Amari Cooper did. He wasn't doing nothing for us.
Yeah.
He went to Dallas and got him to the playoffs. It really just depends on your surroundings. Are you happy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially with a quarterback with the line right.
And you being a football player, you have like an insight on that, right?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And if you look at him in the preseason, I know it's the preseason, people like to like downplay it, but these are all professional NFL players. You know what I mean? They all got to that level for a reason. So I don't care if it's a preseason or a regular season or a playoff.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I noticed from the preseason so far. Our DBs are miles better.
Oh, yeah.
The DBs are miles better.
My gosh, that was like, we would get beat all the time, and that shit frustrated me. And I used to play DBs. So I was like, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Put me in, coach.
Bother me, though.
Put me in, coach.
I think we clean that up. We gotta get our pass rushes. We can get that clean. I mean, they let go of Mac, which hurt my soul. But, you know what I mean? We gotta move forward. Yeah, we gotta move forward.
You gotta move forward. I mean, we'll see him. Hey, we'll see him in London.
He went to my dad's team, so I got a phone call.
Oh, my uncle called me. He was like, what the fuck? Hey, thank you, though. Thank you, Neff.
Right. Hey, Gruden said he cried or some shit.
Man, I don't know.
Gruden said he cried when they made that trade or whatever happened. He said he cried. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, why y'all do it? They paid Carr, like, this is what bothered me about that trade. It's not that they let him go, it's that they gave Carr all that money, and he was coming off injured. Khalil Mack was 100%, and he was a face.
Yeah.
Carr wasn't even a face. Everybody's talking about Khalil Mack. Hey, that man.
But at the end of the day, like you said, it starts and ends with Derek Carr. He has the ball. He's the one who has the ball in his hands most of the time.
I get that, but listen to this. A defensive player of that caliber comes around once every 20 years. You can always get a quarterback. There's always going to be a dope quarterback. But that kind of defensive player, you see, he went straight to the Bears and was killing shit from the jump.
Yeah.
Strip sack, interception.
Yeah, all the way to the playoffs.
You gotta
I was crying when I was watching that Green Bay and Chicago game.
I was in. I mean, you know, like, I felt it hurt, but I don't like Green Bay because, you know, being around my family, they all Bears fans.
Yeah.
Naturally, I was like, okay, good job.
All right.
Good job.
Pat Mahomes.
But damn.
Is he a one-year wonder?
No.
Or is he for real? He's the truth?
Oh, my God. He's the truth. That dude's nice. I wish we would have got him. Oh, my God. He's nice, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about it, actually, because he KC, so.
Yeah.
We got to see them twice a year, and I don't know.
Yeah, we got to get to Pat Mahomes, man.
Yeah.
What about Phillip Rivers?
Fuck Phillip Rivers. You bring him up. I hate that dude. Cry too much. I don't like that dude. And he's all right.
Cry me a Rivers.
Is that even a rivalry anymore?
Play action Rivers.
I mean, I guess in San Diego it is, but. That's not a rivalry no more.
You know what? I don't think San Diegans don't really concern themselves with the Charger and Raider rivalry anymore. They really don't.
I know a lot of Charger fans who switched. They came over to the dark side.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I heard about that. I seen a few on social media.
They was getting their tattoos removed and everything. It was funny as hell. I loved every minute of it.
That's what's up. So, man, you know, you talked a lot about your music and everything else. So, like, what are your goals? You know, later on in music, like, where are you trying to go, like, about, like, a year or 5 years from now?
Honestly, I'm trying to just do it organically. I want, like, performing here, for instance. None of these people know who I am. I came here dolo. I want them to be like, who was that? Yeah, so right. That's why I do the acapellas, because I feel like sometimes when artists perform, they can get lost behind the music and you can't even hear them, especially like if the sound equipment ain't right, you don't know what you're walking into. And the acapellas, it's just me and the crowd. You know what I mean? You have no choice but to hear me. So,
yeah.
One, you got to be dope, because if you whack, that shit's going to blow you up. So I think it challenges me as well as an artist, because that's like stand-up comedy. Like, you get up there, it's like, you trash, they're going to let you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can just see it in their faces, like, man, this is, like, when is he getting off? You know what I mean? So, I've gotten to a level of confidence that I know what reaction I'm going to get every time I do it. But I've been doing it for so long, and I do acapellas every show. I always begin and end with one. Sometimes I do one in the middle, and it's always the same reaction. People are just like captivated. I don't need people jumping around going crazy. I don't make that kind of music. I mean, semi-conscious music, but I'm trying to like find a happy medium, because obviously you gotta kind of, you know, find a way to what's popular. And I think that's why I fuck with J. Cole so much, because he found the fucking formula. I need to figure out what he did or what kind of like thought went through his head of it. That's what I need to do.
I think what his thing was working with different producers, because he stuck to his own beats for a while.
Yeah.
So he broke down like in his Dreamville documentary that you know, that he feel like he leveled up by messing with other producers.
Oh yeah,
like that Middle Child joint.
My God, he got so many different styles now, like so many different flows he can go to at any moment. And a lot of the flows sound like the mainstream shit, but he always hides his stems within the verse.
And I think too, as well, him featuring him, like being featured in those songs,
kills every feature.
Yeah.
My favorite feature with him was on Bablo Blow.
Oh my God.
What worse than 5'9"? That shit was hard.
He's that guy, man. He's like, to me, when it's all said and done, it's gonna be Pac, because I feel like Pac's gonna hold that spot forever. Like, he just meant too much to us, like Muhammad Ali in boxing. Like, he just meant too much to our culture.
Yeah.
But when it's all said and done, I feel like Cole's gonna be right next to him. Everybody else is gonna be beneath him.
Mm.
Okay. So
even over K Dot?
I gotta ask the question.
I fuck with K Dot, but honestly, do you relate to K Dot as much as you fuck with Cole? Like, I feel like K Dot's a dope. That's like Biggie and Pac to me.
Okay.
K Dot is a dope ass rapper, like second to none. He's like the black Eminem when it comes to the lyricism and wordplay. And, you know what I mean? But J. Cole speaks to your soul. All the way from fucking the come up, the warm up, Friday Night Lights. That dude is the truth, man. Like, he's been that. You know what I mean? And K Dot, like, where's he been? Like, I haven't heard much from him. He's always in Cole. Like, he's always there. He's always present. K-Dot come out when he wants to, like Drake.
But the thing is, when K-Dot come out when he wants to, the world stops.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying, and that's the same shit. That's kind of like with Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie drops some shit, you there, like, oh shit. Like,
yeah.
Biggie, you know what I mean? But when Pac drops some shit, the world stops.
Yeah.
Like,
Pac never disappeared. He was always somewhere.
He was always, no matter what, he was in your face. And he always had something deep to say. Like, and that's, I think that's what J. Cole is. He's just not that aggressive, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Like he's the more mellow version of Pac to me.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's gonna be them two when it's all said and done.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask the question. What's your favorite J. Cole verse?
Ooh.
It doesn't matter if it was a feature or his actual song.
That's impossible. That's impossible to answer. Favorite verse?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's way too many verses.
Okay, how about this? Can you narrow it down to five?
Yeah.
Your top five favorite J. Cole verses.
Okay.
Here we go.
Honestly,
you can name the song.
Just name some of my favorites. This is not like
You got five.
Yeah, don't matter.
So honestly, he just did a song with what's his name? Not Sage the Gemini, the other dude. It's a feature verse.
Okay.
It's dope. It's called Purple Emoji or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, Ty Dolla Sign.
Sign.
Yeah.
That verse, Cole spit on there, is crazy.
Okay, Purple Emoji, right?
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was dope. It was dope.
All right, what's the second one?
I thought he was about to bust out the pillow. I had to listen. And what's another one? I like the whole 1985 was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just what's understood don't need to be explained type thing.
Yeah.
What else? So I didn't really think. This is tough, bro, because you make me think.
Put you on the spot.
I can't do that. I just like Cole, period.
You like Cole,
right? Because I don't want to disrespect.
You got two.
I give you one.
third verse of Love Yours. That one. Oh, yeah. I was
that whole song right there. That's my
song,
shit.
See, that's the thing. It's like
the whole joint, of course, yeah. But my favorite part was the third verse.
Oh man.
Well, the boys know what my favorite verse is. Beautiful Bliss with Wale. That's my all-time favorite verse.
All right, that's four.
Stars Born. I might just throw some out. When he was on Stars Born,
okay.
Blueprint 3 joint.
He went bad when he first came out. When he first got introduced to the world.
Miguel, All I Want Is You.
Yeah.
Both verses, I ain't gonna lie. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, the dude's just nice. Like, all of his verses. How about that?
All of his verses. All of J. Cole's verses.
I throw a newer one in. Was it is it called A Lot by 21
yes.
Savage?
Uh-huh.
Oh, A Lot.
Oh yeah, he did kill that shit. Well, he killed everything. But yeah, he
and it was so chill when he did it too.
Even with Young Thug and
London.
Meet me at the London.
He killed that too.
Like, yo, dude, was one of my favorite J. Cole verses that not many people like overlooked. It's from The Good Friday. It's from The Good Fridays from Kanye West. Looking for Trouble.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh,
they're
looking
for
trouble.
Always pulling some shit out,
dog. Right,
you always pulling something up nobody paying attention to. I can't stand you.
That's kind of like when Man Big Sean were getting introduced to the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was 2010. You know what I mean? But, man, you know, just any parting words and shout outs, man, before you go ahead?
Man, shout out to y'all, man. I like this setup. I like what y'all doing. This is dope. Give it up for Miami. You look professional as hell, too. I like what y'all doing out here, man.
Yep. Even with all the chords and stuff going everywhere.
No, but we're going to get better. We'll get better.
Always room for growth. Always.
You have anything coming up?
Any announcements?
You know what? I've been doing, like, dabbling in some acting and everything, too. So, last, like, what was it? November? Or no. Yeah, we shot it in November, then we reshot it in February. It was a Reebok commercial.
Okay.
So if you go to YouTube and you just type in Reebok commercial, there's one that takes place on a basketball court, and I was like the main dude. So
Okay. Dope, you know what I mean? Okay. Get your money, shit.
Hey, and I'm trying everything. I'm trying to, like,
rap, play a lot football, of dudes, and you hooping people up in the commercial.
You know what I'm saying? Get your money.
I'm trying to do it. Like, a lot of dudes, they'll do the rap, then they dabble into the acting. I'm like, whatever comes first, you know what I mean? If I got to do the Drake route, act first, and then get it, you know, blow up in the music, because he had a fan base when he got done. So.
Yeah. Shit, either or, man. Hey, get your money, bro. That's all.
And then eventually, just lay back and be a producer, like he's doing for, Euphoria.
No, you know, because music is just something I'm gonna do whether I get paid or not. Like, I just enjoy doing it, and I like sending that positive message out. I feel like I put out music that people need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear. You know what I mean? So, I'm gonna keep doing that, and if it starts to pay me, then great. You know what I mean?
Okay, one more rapid fire question. Dreamville or TDE?
Oh my God.
Dreamville. Oh, come on.
Look, that was easy. Dreamville.
Dreamville.
Easy.
Easy. Dreamville. All right. Dreamville.
Yes, sir. JID or K Dot?
I had to do it.
To be continued, man. We'll definitely have you on here. So anything that you want to promote or anything in the future, you just don't be afraid of. Don't be a stranger. Come on through. I guess we're gonna close out this.
Wait. Can you spit something real quick? Your hottest bars.
My hottest bars.
Don't let my gunshots distract you.
Hottest bars.
No, don't forget Nessa rap too, so she should spit right after.
No.
I had to put her on the spot.
I used to.
Okay, we got bars coming up.
How can my dreams come true? When everything that I dream, these niggas dream that too. When everything that I do, these niggas do that too. I just do it a little better, man, this shit so true. These niggas ain't got no direction, they just rapping a lot. Get on their record, mention money like they stacking a lot. These niggas even mention bitches like they macking a lot. Get to the bar and never purchase, man, it happens a lot. Man, I'm on another level with this rap shit. These niggas playing catch up, applying pressure to niggas. They hoping I'ma let up, pussy niggas get wet up. Really, nigga, I'm fed up. I'm on the bigger things, I'm rolling with bigger names. I'm only talking to niggas who know what they talking about. We ain't talking about no money, nothing to talk about. Nothing free in this game, nigga, everything costs. Nothing free in this game, nigga, everything costs. Damn, this shit has thrown me off.
I know, yeah. I know.
Hey,
like,
but hey, don't worry, homie, you got
louder.
It.
I was like,
yeah.
Got cool motherfucking bars, nigga. Nothing about that.
Oh,
okay?
Okay.
Miscellaneous, spontaneous, circling your radius. In better than 90% of niggas who famous, I brag not. My rap shot, call me the jackpot. You faking us some silicone titties and ass shots. I've been around holding it down on another level, throwing pebbles out of a bezel. Hollering, fuck a devil, never settle from the ghetto. So I'm a fucking rebel, heat your metal. Niggas be snitching loud as a fucking kettle. I'm Geppetto, a puppeteer for your lucky ears. Probably be in your top five in a couple years. Cause I've been through it already, do it, you do it. You speak it and never do it, this shit is fucking amusing. I spit a verse and niggas recline. Hit my shit and rewind, just so they don't forget I gotta remind. Niggas think I remind, rappers on the decline. I've been on the pine waiting for the game to be mine. Now I'm high stepping past, niggas listen and learn. Cousin told me take it over once you get you a turn. Well I'm speeding in the city, come and get you a perm. Like I'm playing Usher Raymond cause I'm letting it burn. Bang!
Hey, okay, okay.
Let's go!
Okay! Exclusive! Come on!
Alright, motherfuckers!
That's how the fuck you do it!
No! If you enjoy listening to this motherfucking podcast, as much as we love making it, because we do what we love and love what we do, and if you're not being your motherfucking self, you know what I gotta say.
The jig is up!
And we out! Blah.
Hey! We'll be right back.